Hello, dear ones. Welcome to 2018. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tarot by Tashi astrological forecasts via the MP3 medium and soon to be podcast. I am connecting with you on the 5th of January 2018, and I will be providing here today key astrological themes and influences for this month. There will be a post, a write-up that will go out closer to the end of the month that will obviously focus on the eclipse and the remaining portion of astrological events of this actual month. And I will go into the elaborate predictive tone of what's happening when that post goes out. But today, I will be giving you an overview and, I guess, welcoming 2018 in a way that is different to how I normally do it and connect with all of you. So here we are, embarking on this new medium, new manner of exchange. And I look forward to be able to provide podcasts and many more offerings that are engaging and will leave us with so much more time to cover so many more topics. So starting with where we are right now, astrologically, we've just stepped away from the full moon in Cancer. The energies and the influences persist because we are heading towards another full moon, a very grand moon in Leo, which will be a blue moon and also an eclipse, okay? This is the first eclipse of 2018, and this lunar eclipse in Leo would be the first of five eclipses that 2018 will possess. As you know, eclipses, their influences are potent and extend their arms way before they actually take place. So we are feeling the influences of the eclipses right now. And we would have been at least for around 2 to 3 weeks. So this ecliptic portal is happening and will continue to give us this intensified birth, life and death experience or portal in astrology. It will provide that to us throughout the entire course of this month and next month. And we will really be able to integrate what these two prominent eclipses, because there is another one in February, we will be able to integrate their messages and I guess what they really were offering us closer to the end of March. So we are going through a big change. And the clarity of understanding what these intensified energies and influences are all about won't be as crystallized as they will be at the end of March. Okay? So the axis is Leo Aquarius. That's where we're at with the ecliptic energy. And this month, as we're leading up to the first eclipse, there are some key dates that I will point out that I think have a lot to show for. This theme, this Capricornian theme and stellium that is still happening in our skies mustn't be forgotten, because Capricorn and all that Capricorn represents will be constant as a factor, as a focal point, as an influence from now until 2020 and even till 2021, okay? In the voice recordings that I sent out last month and the month before, I went in depth about the Lilith in Capricorn shift, and I also covered what this Capricornian energy is all about when we look at the inferior, intermediate and superior levels of influence. So just to put it briefly, or simply, just to put it simply, the Capricornian energy and how it's pulling us forward will really provoke everything linked to our ambitions, what motivates us, our career, our status in society, what we're projecting to be out there. And there is a notion of wanting too much or not wanting enough and finding a balance with these extremes on what we're aiming for. It's also a very practical time. And I think collectively, and I have gone over this, but I will say, if we're looking at it from a total perspective, there's so much potency in accomplishment if we put in the effort, if we really try for whatever it is that we're striving towards. And the dreams and the aspirations that we all have that seem to be quite similar with, you know, our wish to seek out the spiritual now, it's stronger than it has been in a very long time. And our wish to also work hard, to be of service, to connect with the world around us, to make greater changes, and stop all the nonsense that's linked to hierarchy and people in power and so on and so forth. You know, this is all connected to this Capricornian stellium and the glimpses of what we're getting from its influence from now until 2020, because when 2020 comes, when it arrives, there will be a complete shutdown to the timing or opportunity of a certain form of development, collective development, and we either make it or we don't. So you'll see such a rising of light workers, such a soar of people who care about themes such as astrology, divination, also spiritual leaders coming from far and wide, people that once were hard to reach or access, once again, that are spiritual, that have wisdom and wonderful advice to share and give. They will appear from nowhere, you know. They'll come out of their caves or step out from the village. So there's so much happening here. And this is all linked to the urgency, because the shifts that will take place in 2020 and beyond, the divide of those who are really supporting this collective ascension and also just people who are wishing for liberation and awakening, this divide of beings who really want that, and then of course the others who don't, or who just haven't put the effort in to really go in the right way. This dualistic and drastic division of, you know, right and wrong, so to speak, or what is beneficial and what isn't, it'll just become so extreme, and we'll be able to really see it in ways that we haven't before. And normally we can, you know, shut it out with filters or cocoon ourselves in certain worlds and environments that, you know, are oblivious to what is happening. That's what we do also without even knowing it most of the time. But we're aiming towards a time, or we're heading towards a time, where this won't be possible anymore. And I think also the decision of what do we really want, you know, are we just here for what, right? So having a look at the greater purpose, the greater picture. So the intensity of the Capricornian stellium that's happening in January will really wake up on the 11th, because Mercury will then enter Capricorn, and that's major. There's going to be so many planets in Capricorn from that point onwards. So on the superior level of influence, we will get glimpses of what we need to do, what we have to strive towards, and just how much effort is required. And we will also feel as though we have energy to get more done, you know, and be wishing to be practical in ways that we haven't done so before. So collectively, being lazy just won't be possible, right? This is it. So just for some more basic influences for January, we have, and when I say basic, I mean, I guess, you know, influences that y'all can relate to immediately. Some more dates to really jump on. The new moon in Capricorn taking place around the 16th. Yeah. And one that I'm quite enthusiastic about is when Mars enters Sagittarius on the 26th. The surge of focus and motivation that was missing will just blast from that date onwards, and the wish to experiment new things, to get in environments and situations that you would normally not dabble in, and just to expand on how we take action. I think it's an enriching time for all of that, and it will support the Capricornian stellium. Now, the ecliptic energy on the 31st will be opposing Mercury and also the Sun, and maybe even Venus. I will go more into detail about this closer to the end of the month, but we need to be prepared from now and just be open to the energies that are tickling us, because if we note down what happens pre any ecliptic event, if we really note down, we'll see how amplified everything is if we compare it to the other months of the year. So I would advise, if you'll do that, just to see, especially how lessons get learnt or how you end up after the two main events that are coming now, and especially how you're being influenced during the intermediate state or the in-between state of the two eclipses that are approaching in February and at the end of this month. So if there was one other date here, is the Mercury conjunct Pluto in Capricorn on the 24th of January. What a sensational influence for transformative communication, especially around the key collective karmas that are heightening right now as we speak, especially with, you know, Uranus going direct and is preparing itself to shift into Taurus. So all these unsaid things collectively on a grand scale that have been hidden and left without any access will just burst forth. And I think this date and moving forward around this Mercury conjunct Pluto in Capricorn influence, the typical shallowness in our ambitions that Capricorn can attempt to maintain just won't be present, you know? And whatever's going on out there will hit a depth that it hasn't before in how we think, how we structurize everything professionally, what we're trying to accomplish. It will just reach places it hasn't before, and we mustn't ignore the influences of this day. Even if short-lived, we need to just be available to trusting the deep insights that appear independently, and also when we tap into the energetic collective, yeah? So that's what I want to say for now. I wish I could say more, but I can't load a very long recording through this medium. However, the podcast will happen, and I just wanted to quickly advise you as well, if you're interested in receiving a 12 houses astrological reading, you can reach out. I will be taking bookings now, because it is a good time to actually think about getting this done as we enter the birth, the real energetic birth of the new year. And the 12 houses astrological readings, they do cover your next life cycle. I work with divination and astrology as a medium. It's very in-depth. It looks at every area of one's life. And I like, or I prefer doing these around people's birthdays or when we're actually entering grand shifts, and we are now. So I thought I'd put that out there. And feel free to contact me for more information about that, or just look under the tarot card readings tab on my website. So to put it in one word, January 2018 is going to be enigmatic, and that will be due to the intensity of so many influences. But as the light dims down of the fury or the overloaded blaze of the eclipse, we will get to know what it's all about. And I encourage you all to just let the light crack in, you know? So that's all from me for now. Thank you so much for tuning in, and may all be auspicious. Lots of love. Bye-bye.